Looking to make some healthier habits this holiday season? Make sure to check out our Moving Through Midlife community over on Facebook, as we are doing a Planksgiving event where we are doing daily plank workouts. We will be doing an advent for healthy, happy hips this holiday season, and then also have a sugar challenge, a 2-week sugar challenge that you might be interested in. Happy holidays! Hello, today it is our movement snack of the week. We are going to be working on breathing. So you might hear me mention more about breathing in the coming weeks because I'm actually reading a book on breath, and it's rather fascinating. So I want to have you practice breathing. I know if I were to link it back to what we discussed on Monday with my interview with Stephanie, is I need to take some deep cleansing breaths, thinking about my son going off to college or whatever he chooses to do. So this actually can be practical with what we're doing. So for the movement snack that we are going to focus on today is breathing. And if you've taken any of my classes, you know that this is a passion of mine. The more I have learned about the effects on breathing, the more that I start to incorporate it into all of my classes, helping us take deeper breaths, working into our lungs more to help decrease a lot of issues. If you deal with diastasis recti or split abs, or also incontinence, which my friend told me to make sure I let you know it's leaking when you jump, because she said that sometimes people think of incontinence as something that you get when you get older. But if you are piddling, that was her term, when you jump, then that is something that we might be able to help with breathing. I also can help you in other ways as well, and am working on a course to help with that. If that's something you're interested, just reach out to me and let me know. But back to breathing. So breathing can help with anxiety, cardiovascular health, blood pressure, all of it. So today what we are going to do is we are going to practice taking a deeper breath. So I've had you work into breathing back into your back to create that exhalation, but now, I'm sorry, that inhalation. Now we're going to work on exhaling, because a lot of what we do is many of us don't take our breath. We don't release all of the oxygen out of our lungs to then allow it to work the diaphragm effectively, to where then it can then work to bring air back into the lungs. So we are going to do a breath in and then a breath out. And what I want you to do is I want you to think about counting out 1 through 10 over and over and over again until you can do it no longer. First, you will start saying it out loud, like 1, 2, 3, 4, as air is coming out. And then you're going to struggle to be able to continue to talk. So you can start to whisper it. And then it will become, there's no more that you can get out. So then I want you to silently, as you continue to try to blow air out before you take that next deep breath in. And this practice comes from the book Breathe by James Nestor, just in case it's something that interests you. So take a deep breath in. This is going to be hard to do through here. And then when you breathe out, I want you to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then you'll need to take a deep, deep breath in. Sorry for Those of you listening, you've probably heard that really deep breath in from me. But as you do this, you're going to feel how your rib cage comes closer to your spine, and you're going to start to feel how your abs are working. And then when you take that deep breath in again, it's just like this full relief. And I want you to practice this 3 or 4 times today and let me know how you feel. What you will notice after you've done this a few times is your breathing, it's like the diaphragm had to relearn, to remember how it used to breathe, a fuller, deeper breath, and you'll probably start to feel that naturally when you start to breathe again. This is a great thing to practice daily. If you've listened to me talk about habit stacking, I believe that was episode 2 was habit stacking. I also mentioned breathing as something you could do while you're making your coffee in the morning. This is a great one to practice, doing 3 to 5 deep breaths out, working on expanding into those lungs, pushing all of the air out, and then expanding into the lungs. So again, let me know how it feels. Make sure to also join us in our Form Fit Mom community. I will have a link for this in the show notes. Over the next few months, I'm going to be doing some fun challenges. This month, we're doing a Fall Into Fitness Challenge. We're going to start making sure that we're exercising every day. It will be a 5-day challenge. But in the months to come, I'm going to dive deeper into some of these breathing techniques. I'm also going to help those of you that if your midsection, if you notice you're carrying extra weight in your midsection, I have some programs for that as well, along with a 21-day challenge to help you get started with trying to determine why you have that weight in the middle. So that is it. Join our Form Fit Mom community. That's where you'll be able to get more information, get to know me a little bit better, also share with us how you felt during this exercise. I wish you all a wonderful day, a wonderful week. Make sure to continue to practice this movement snack of breathing throughout the weekend. And then join me on Monday, where I will be speaking with Zoe with Hoffman Tutoring Company in regards to working with your children on homework and when you might need a tutor, also on helping them create more of a growth mindset. So that will be Monday. Have a wonderful weekend, and I look forward to seeing you in the community. Thank you.